Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I think first of all, I would like to thanks to Jim to invite me to be here. So today I would like to introduce a new fertilizer recommendation tools here. This work is part of IPNI, International Plant Nutrition Institute. So we have the IPNI have the different international program, and I come from IPNI China program here. Also, I'm the full professor from the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences. My institute is called Agricultural Resources and Regional Planning. I am majoring in the plant nutrition and fertilization. The case we have 16, the National Academy, and we have 16 institutes in Beijing, and 24 outside Beijing. So that's where I came from. So as you know very well, chemical fertilizer is the most important guarantee for food security. And the grain production in China increasing comes from the increasing chemical fertilizer input. China fertilizer industry initiated from early 1960s. And up to now, the total chemical fertilizer consumption is about 60 million tons. So China now is the first fertilizer consumption country. The total consumption is about one-third of the world level. And the average fertilizer application rate about 3.7 times of the world average level. So fertilizer efficiency is low. Here is the comparison of China, the efficiency with other countries, US and the world average. So the recovery efficiency of nitrogen here is about 20% lower than the world average. And the groundwater efficiency is only about half of the world average. So nutrient management and fertilizer recommendation is very important. Nutrient export is an approach for feeding crops with nutrients as and when needed. It advocates optimal use of the existing indigenous nutrient sources, which include also the crop residues, manure, irrigation water, and other resources outside of soils. And also we consider the cropping system. Nutrient expert also manages nutrient with 4R strategy, that is to apply fertilizer sources with the right rate, right time, and the right place. You may ask how to estimate fertilizer requirement. We use the SSNM, site-specific nutrient management approach. So first, we need to estimate the attainable yield, which can be achieved with the best management practices here. And the second is to estimate the indigenous nutrient supply. So this can be achieved from the nutrient omission plots. And then finally, the differences are from fertilizer sources. We use the INS, soil indigenous nutrient supply, to indicate the soil supplying capacity. So the high INS, the low yield response. And later on, I will talk about the INS and the yield response we'll use in the fertilizer recommendation. So we called this fertilizer recommendation principles for nutrient export is based on yield response and agronomic efficiency. For detail for how to make the rate for nitrogen is very easy. So we use the yield response here divided by the agronomic efficiency, which is very easily can be achieved from the field experiment of the large database. And for we call this part is from yield response. And for P and K rate, we consider two parts. One is yield response, and the second is the nutrient balance. While yield response part, we can be get the information from this relationship from the AE, agronomic efficiency, and the yield response, this first part. And the second part, we consider the nutrient balance. We need to know the nutrient removal or the nutrient uptake by above ground plants. So we use the we use the QAFS model to simulate the optimal nutrient requirement. In the past, in some cases, scientists use only one site or limited site information to get the nutrient uptake. But here, we use the QAFS model from the large database to simulate the optimal nutrient uptake. Here is this line is from the optimal uptake. So with this QAFS model and from the large database in China, we now have the nutrient uptake data for rice, maize, and wheat. And from the database after the analysis, we find the nutrient uptake for single rice in northeast one season rice is quite different from early, middle, or late rice from southern China. And also summer maize is quite different from the spring maize. So with this above nutrient management philosophies or strategies, we developed the nutrient expert. Here is the framework. So mainly it's the three part. The first part is farmer's practice. The idea is that we go to one farmers, we want to get the site information including the green yield of fertilizer application in history and how to apply the fertilizer application method. The first part is the site information, and the second is we give the rate. We give the fertilizer recommendation rate. For maize, we have to consider the plant density because it's very important to the final yield. And also the information we need is to evaluate is to attainable yield, indigenous nutrient supply, yield response, and then to produce fertilizer rate, and then how to manage the nutrient in season. So we call this here salt and splitting. And finally, the economic analysis. So based on our recommendation, the comparison with the farmer's practice, we give the comparison for end users. And all this information seems very simple, but it's from large background database, like water condition, drought, problem soils, and so. Yeah, the complicated background, but the interface of the nutrient expert is very simple. The idea is the crop advisor to provide the site information, and then the nutrient expert will give the fertilizer recommendation to final farmers. But the background information is very complicated. It includes the algorithms, decision rules, and this all from the large agronomic database, including the multiple locations and the diverse conditions. So we, nutrient experts, use the yield response to evaluate the soil fertility. But you may ask, if there is no omission plot, how to get the yield response? Here, NE, we evaluate the INIs by site information. Like we ask a series of questions related to growing environment, soil fertility factors, cropping system, like we have double crops in a season. So when make a recommendation for summer maize, we'll ask how about the fertilizer application for winter wheat, the previous crop, and how to manage the crop residues. So after we know the soil INIs class low, medium, or high, you will ask how to classify the different soil fertility level. Here we use the 25, 20, 50, and 75 of the we call the relative yield. That is the omission plot yield divided by the optimal yield. And after we know the different soil classes, and we know the yield response factor, and then here we can evaluate the yield response. So up to now, we developed the nutrient export for maize in China, for wheat, for rice, and for soybean. And we, in the last several years, started from 2009 and 2010, we have conducted a lot of field validation. This is the number of field validation. So here is the results, maize, wheat, rice, the total number over 1,000. And in China, you know the farmer's yield level is very close to the attainable yield. So not significantly different improvement in yield, but somehow in rice here. And for fertilizer rate, we optimize the nitrogen and the N and P rate. So we reduce the nitrogen and phosphorus rate because over fertilization, mainly we talk about nitrogen and phosphorus. But at the same time, we increase the potassium rate. So in this way, we balance the nutrient. And then the gross profitability improved. And also the nitrogen recovery efficiency significantly increased. So this is the result. And at the same time, we know the higher nitrogen rate applied, the higher greenhouse gases emission. So nutrient export also is helpful to reduce the greenhouse gases. And this nutrient, the strategy here is to improve the yield and the efficiency is we use the 4R nutrient stewardship. Like we use the right time and the right rate and the right source. We have a big team of the network working on this nutrient export nationally. Also we have different kind of training. This is the site for field validation. We also have the workshop, farmers training, consulting meeting also. Here is the field validation this year from middle rice in Hubei. And soybean consulting meeting. This later rice from Hunan. And spring maize from Heilongjiang and spring maize in Jilin. So a short summary. You know, over-fertilization is one of the main reasons for low nutrient efficiency in China. And a nutrient export can improve both grain yield and nutrient efficiency. Nutrient export is a promising fertilizer recommendation method for smallholder farmers in China when soil testing is not available or not accessible or not timely. And the nutrient yield efficiency can be improved further with other agronomic practices, like water management and other management practices. That's all my presentation. Thank you.
Very good. So, Vera, are we going to ask questions immediately after? Okay. So we do have time for a few questions right now, or we can also have time during the discussion session as well afterwards. So I guess I'll start with a question on the smallholder farmers. Do you know the approximate average size of farms?
In China? It's a very small. The average size is 1.5 mu, we called, and 15 mu equals 1 hectare.
So
very small pieces of land we have.
Very small.
It's very difficult for us.
Yeah. All right.
So there are simpler methods like the leaf color chart that is given to the farmers. So how do you compare that simple means to your nutrient export? Which do you think would fit better for such small farm holdings?
Nutrient export is a fertilizer recommendation tools so we give not only the rate, we also give the right rate, right time, and the whole the 4R package. And the leaf color chart, we are not used in China, but in the past some use in China. But the leaf color chart, my idea is you can use for in-season management. we give the rate of a basal application, and in season you can use the leaf color chart to adjust the nitrogen rate in season.
Our
recommendation is you talk about the top dressing, like 6 leaf or 8 leaf age. The leaf is not tall, so the farmers can go to the field to apply fertilizers. It's quite a challenge for maize.
Are they using equipment to do that, or
Yeah, in northern, for the north, northeast, they use the machinery. But in some small farmers, only the farmers apply, go to the field to apply.
Okay.